Welcome to the courtesy flush,
by Armand Zadie. I mean, we started recording, but it's cool. Like,
we having a podcast in my apartment.
Yeah, I am actually having a podcast at Humza's apartment. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
Yeah, we have, bro. Last time we met, you got me a PS5. You took me to get a PS5.
That was a fun drive. You went with me to get my nose piercing.
Oh, yeah. That was... We went to nose piercing. We went to IKEA.
And I changed it now to the hoop.
What's up?
I changed it to the hoop now.
Oh, yeah. Before it was like a spike, right?
It was a stud. A spike.
Oh, I'm stupid, bro. I'm stupid. God damn. Yeah, that was a pretty random ass day. We didn't even plan that shit.
You just hit me up and you're like, can you take me? I was like,
because you were heading there regardless.
I was into IKEA either way. So.
Yeah, so that was pretty sick. Dude, I'm addicted to my PS5. I'm not going to cap.
I want one. I literally texted 20 people on OfferUp like, hey, can I buy it? And they're like, no. I
said, what prices were they offering?
$700, $730,
$720.
Around there. Nah. I don't want it, bro. I'll do 600, six. I will do six.
600 is debatable. Yeah, like I debate on six.
But then they'd be selling the...
Because I got it for $550. So.
Yeah, and then they'd be selling the digital version also for $700.
Whoa, like, no. That shit does not work like that, bro.
How are you gonna sell the digital and the regular for both for $700? No, that doesn't make any sense.
The disc is just more valuable, bro.
I want a disc one.
Yeah. Some homies, like my homies on PS4, they buy digital games regardless, so they're just dead set on buying digital only. So yeah. I don't know. Preference, I don't know. Cause like I usually get like games gifted, and if I can't accept disc on my PS5, then how's it gonna work? You know.
No, that's how it is. I have games in my bedroom, but no PS5, and it pisses me off.
So, bro, how's it been living alone, dude?
Refreshing, honestly.
For real?
There's, like, I wake up every day, go to the gym, got to start it off with the gym every day. And
I saw your story today, dude. You too, man. That shit's so funny, the story you posted.
Which one?
It was like, oh, this girl said, have a great workout, and you said, you too.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, what's your name? Humza. And he said, you too.
I don't know, man. Every time someone's like, you know when you go to a restaurant and they're like enjoy your meal or something, and I say, you too? I'm like, no, they're not eating.
Bro, that's facts, dude. Like, I think I do that at movie theaters when they're like, enjoy your movie or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, you too. And I'm just like, why did
I literally realize as soon as I say it. I'm like, no, let me take it back. But the apartment, it's nice. Because I don't have, like, bad vibes around me anymore at all. So, I get to focus on myself.
You can just do whatever you want, huh?
I can literally walk around naked as much as I want.
Oh, God. I know you have, too.
I actually have not.
Really?
I don't know. I've never been that type of person to do it. Like, I've never been the type to sleep naked. I don't, like, walk around
naked. I've never
slept
naked.
I don't know.
I sleep in my boxers, though.
Yeah. I'll do it if it's a hot day.
Yeah, I do it on hot. I don't do it on cold days, obviously, bro.
I know some people that are scary like that.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah.
Dude, your the door for your shit was so open. I literally just walked in, bro.
The apartment building, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
is it usually like that?
No. So you need a key to open that one. But some people, they're just like, there's no point because that's just to get into the building itself. So sometimes people would just put that box there to keep it open.
Yeah. The box was there. And I was just like, should I just invite myself in or what's up? You know?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know why you need a key to open
this. This is
the
like
building.
A very New York style apartment, bro.
This one?
Yeah. Like, from the outside, it just looks like New York. It's kind of cool.
You got the brick building.
No, it's because... obviously, it's because you have a fire escape. That's why I'm like, that's pretty New York.
I've been on the roof of this building already.
For real?
We can go on it.
How is it?
I honestly think if we go during sunset, probably one of the best views I've seen.
Really? I think my apartment rooftop's like pretty up there. It's like beautiful.
We could check out both. We'll check out both. Yeah. And like you can see downtown, then you can see another part. It's like, oh.
I like, because we're like in the middle of LA. So yeah. You can see downtown and you can see Hollywood, like the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
And like you can see like
Beverly,
the valleys, the mountains.
Everything.
You can see everything. It's pretty sick, actually.
I somehow chose the perfect middle spot.
Oh, God. We're in the middle of LA. We're in the heart of LA. We're not with that white shit, dude. You can say that on the podcast. It's cool.
I know.
I'm not anti-white. I'm just anti-random ass goddamn neo-Nazis, bro.
There you go. That's how it be. No, yeah. Trump supporters. I was there. I was speaking about that. I was at the gas station in Riverside, no, Redlands. I was in Redlands, all the way in like Riverside. I was far. That's
for a brown guy.
No, yeah, no, I always go there for work. I'm at the gas station waiting. I see this like chubby white guy, and he's wearing a Trump hat. No, but then I look closely, and it says, instead of saying Trump 2020, it said Trump 2024.
Bro.
And I'm like, these guys have that much hope. They have that much hope that Trump is going to somehow come back. Can you even run for president again?
Yeah, he can't do it three times. That's why I was like, he did 16 through 20, and then he has to do 20 to 24.
Yeah, you can't just come back. No, you can't do it three times. What I'm saying. Like, what's the point?
That was so dumb. 24?
Yeah, it said 2024. I was like, what?
That makes no sense at all, bro.
It doesn't.
Dude, like, honestly, this is sick. Just, like, living, like, you don't have to think about your parents or anyone, like. But, I mean, do they call you every day and, like, FaceTime you and shit?
No.
No?
My parents are not on speaking terms with me right now.
Damn.
It's because of what I dress and everything.
I mean, I don't see what's, like, you're not a, like, chick who has to wear a hijab or anything, so it's, like.
I know, but they think I do girl stuff, so.
The eyeliner,
the nails, the earrings, and tattoos against the religion already. And
yeah,
my mom just came back from Pakistan, and my dad tells me to go pick her up, and I'm like, do you know how I look right now? This is not a good idea. I told my brother, and he's like, just go pick her up, she's gonna see it either way. I picked her up, did not speak to me the whole hour drive, and then when we got home, this is the day before Eid, and she yells at me. She says, you're not allowed to go to Eid prayer.
Whoa.
Because of how you look. And I'm going to Texas in like a week for my mom's brother's wedding. And she said, I don't want you coming to Texas for my brother's wedding at all because of how you look. And I'm over here like, what?
Dan, you're not going to Texas?
No, I am. I already got my plane ticket. Okay. They need to keep making them, bro. I miss them. They need to make one on PS5. Oh my God. I'll buy it. Or a Dragon Ball Z game.
You play Titanfall 2?
I have not played that Titanfall game yet.
Really?
I actually
heard it's like apparently really, really good.
I heard it's really good. I have some other games back at the house. I have like the whole BioShock collection.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I haven't played it. I have so many games I haven't played.
I got Dark Souls, but I heard that's like one of the most hardest games you'll ever beat.
Yeah, I platinumed one of the games in the series. That's how addicted I was to it. It was during quarantine, so I just had a bunch of time and I fucking mastered it, bro.
Dude, I have rage quit. So like, if I play Dark Souls, I feel like I will literally chuck my PS4 at the TV.
Probably, bro.
And then now there's Demon Souls on the PS5. I'm like, I don't even want to try that.
Oh, one. I'm gonna get Demon Souls on PS5.
You'll try that?
Yeah, right. I am. I definitely am.
All right.
It's just, I just love Bloodborne way too much, bro. Yeah, dog. You actually low-key look like a Bloodborne character right now with your fit. I'm not even going to cap.
I need to see what Bloodborne looks like.
I mean, it's pretty cool, bro. It's a dope-ass game. But damn, bro. Holy shit. So, like, you're still working right now, right? Making a bunch of cash?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are your parents not proud of you, bro? Like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, you're obviously making more money than your dad. Than that.
Damn. My dad's retired. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, you know, you're making the most money out of your family. So, like, why would they? Like, what's the, you know?
I don't know. It's just.
I thought that's all they cared about was just, oh, my God, you need to go to school. You need to make money.
Well, my parents know that I can handle my own stuff. They know that. They know I can take care of myself. They weren't worried about me moving out. They know I could handle it. But they're worried about the things that I'm going to do once I move out, which is my eyeliner and the way I dress. And then
you just turn full LA, man.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
And then, dude, I would have done this. I would have been dressing like this a year ago if they allowed me to. I just wasn't able to. So, no, it's not that. It's, I can't. I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Oh, well, I was going to say it right now. I forgot.
I mean, it's cool. Like, you're just talking about your parents and like they don't allow you to be who you are. That kind of
sucks. That's really what it is. That's why I struggled so much over there.
Yeah, you had a dope room though. You had Sayyid written on your wall.
On my wall, bro. You know how badly I want to paint my walls in this apartment.
Can you? The lease doesn't allow it.
No, he said I can, but he said before you leave the apartment, you have to paint it back to the original color that it was with the exact same paint. I don't know what paint this is. And he's like, it needs to have the same texture and everything.
Goddamn.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not risking that.
How are your neighbors?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've never seen them. Okay. I have seen less than 10 people walk out of this building.
Bro, like, I've lived in my place for so long. And, like, I literally, like there's always new people coming in and out, and like it used to be like Asian mostly, and now it's just like young white people. I'm like, where the hell did y'all come from, bro?
Now that's the thing, is that I guess the people on the third and fourth floor are actually my age more.
No way.
That's the thing. I have seen young people walk in and out of this building, but it's always when I'm not like in the mood to talk to them or something, or I'm just doing stuff and I'm like, damn, bro, like, can we all walk out? Do they look chill? Huh? They look chill, and they, some of them got like style. So I'm like, damn, can we all walk out at the exact same time so I can be make friends with y'all? I'm like, dude, I want to be friends with the people in my apartment.
So you mentioned like in a text, you're like, dude, I want to go to a comedy skit after this. Are you still down?
I'm actually down. I don't know any around here.
I know they're probably in Hollywood or something. I could probably find some, but
I know you go to them because you perform at them too.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, I wanted to check this new place out. So you want to go with me?
Of course. I'm guessing you have to pay, of course.
No.
Oh, no, you just walk in.
I mean, I can walk in, but
this man said I can walk in.
I could get you in, no problem. Because I know the person who runs it, and like he just opened up the place, right? Like just recently.
Okay.
So I just wanted to check it out because I just never had the chance, and apparently, like a lot of like young comedians are going there and shit. So
these comedy sets usually like every day, or are they just like on the weekends?
Yeah, they're low key. Oh shit! What is today? Hold on.
Today's Sunday.
Today is Sunday. What's happening here? Yeah, I think there's some famous people going today. I'll send it to you. But like we should go, bro. We should go. Like, have you explored the food around here?
Not yet. I was gonna say we should get some.
Yeah, we should get some. We can finally eat now, bro. Last Low time key, we hung bro. Out, I couldn't eat or drink because of Ramadan.
I want Thai food, bro.
Thai food?
I am craving Thai food.
Right now?
Shit. No, just later today. But like, no, because I see that Thai town is like three streets above me. Then I got a little Armenia, and then I got Koreatown right below me. And then I'm in little Bangladesh, and it's like I have all these crazy types of food. I got both Dave's Hot Chickens less than a mile away. Yep. Like, I got all these places that I want to try. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna go broke as fuck.
Oh God, bro! I remember like when I started exploring the food around here. Like, I was using a lot of fucking money, bro.
Yeah, no.
Like, literally, like, coming home from work, I was just like, bro, let's like find a new spot to eat. And I like supporting like low-key, you
know, yeah
like establishments.
Even the random like corner restaurants be bomb as hell, honestly. Yeah, I've tried one already.
You gotta work for it. Mom and pops, man.
Exactly, dude. I just hate how the Korean barbecue places over here are not all you can eat. They're mostly like the ones you have to go and pay for.
Know they can rip us off now because it's like a hype or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Like,
when it was low key, it was never like that. Now they're just charging more.
Yeah, dude. I walked into like, no, because all you can eat, it's cool. You can grub for $30 and eat as much as you want. It's bomb as hell. But then you walk into like the high dining Korean barbecue, and then you pay like $20 just for one meat, and then you pay $17 for another meat. I'm like, bro, I'm about to drop like $400 if I leave to do this. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. So, bro, I wanted to ask you, like, you have your own clothing brand.
Yes, sir.
Days or Hamza Days, Watt Days, whatever.
So my clothing brand is Days, DEYS, but my Instagram for it is going to be What Days, but the spelling's weird as fuck. So it's WAHTDEYS.
Yeah, securing a good Instagram username is like literally one of the hardest things to do, bro.
Yeah, no, I remember you told me too, like we both tried to find Days on Instagram, and it's some random like brown boy, bro.
I wanted to do that like a really long time ago, because Hamza, like our, like, what do you call it? Our legal first name,
yeah,
like at school or like whatever, it's Sayed, right?
Yeah
mine's Sayed too, but everyone just called me by my middle name, Sayed Arman.
Okay.
And I guess you they call you Sayed Hamza.
My last name is Sayed.
Oh, your last name is Sayed.
My first name is Hamza.
Oh shit, no way. Okay, I was tripping then, but yeah, so I guess that's my case. But I wanted a clean username, and I was like, bro, what about Sayed backwards? Days. And I tried that like 5 years ago, couldn't get it.
I know, bro. Even my clothing brand, like the website, it's Days, and then I put CO, like company.com,
because com's taken.
What do you mean
.com is taken?
No, I put daysco.com. so oh. Day, like Days company, like .com type of thing, like abbreviation for company, because there's no days.com. if I want to, I think I have to buy it off
the
person,
domain.
But like, it's a bunch of damn money, so I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to buy it until, like, my brand, you know, takes off more.
This is a whole business, by the way. Like, when a new social media comes out, people just take, like, celebrities' usernames because they know that, like, their PR team is going to reach out eventually, and they're going to have to get that username from the person. So that happened to my friend. Or, like, no, not my friend. This is a guy I knew in high school. His username was Rupert Grint on Instagram. And you know who that is? He's like the ginger dude from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So he's like a very famous actor, right?
Yeah.
So he had the at Rupert Grint. And eventually he started getting like a bunch of emails from his PR team that, oh, Rupert's going to be joining Instagram and we want your username and we'll pay you $5,000 for it.
God. Wow.
$5,000 for a username, bro.
Imagine just doing that for every.
My friends are gonna do that. My friends are gonna do when a new like social medias come out. Like I'm gonna get like really spicy. I'm gonna get at Netflix or at like at ABC.
Just everything you can do.
It has to be short and clean. Like anything with four letters, you can't get on Instagram anymore. It's impossible.
That's annoying.
You have to do some weird shit, bro. It's so weird, man. Unless you have a really unique name, it's taken already, bro. That's so crazy. And like the people die and shit and it's still.
And then it's still gone. And you're just like, no, dude.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying, bro. If at Days is listening, I'm going to add him when I promote
and
this.
You can't even report the brand. The
you
page,
can, but it needs like 1,000 reports and it's not going to happen.
And like I can contact Instagram and be like, dude, this page has not been active for like 7 years and you're just not, like, get rid of it.
Oh, God. I wish it was that easy, but nah, they're not. It's not. It's a whole thing. So, okay. So when did you start this business and when did it like come into fruit? Were you just in class one day and you're like, damn, I gotta.
No. So I've always, my plan as a designer is to launch my luxury. I want to launch a luxury clothing brand when I'm late 20s, like early 30s. Once I've really understood the industry, I can really do it. But right now I was doing YouTube, which you remember.
Yeah.
I was doing YouTube. Pretty I was still doing my influencing, vids. But while I was doing YouTube, I was like, I want to launch a clothing brand now. So I decided to go with Days, my last name backwards, because my luxury brand in the future is going to be my actual last name, say it. So I was kind of like, you know, I want to launch this brand now as kind of like a startup, as kind of like practice type of thing. So I understand how the fashion industry works, how to run a clothing brand, how to run a business itself so that when I do launch my real luxury brand, I already know how it works and how to do things. If this brand takes off, this brand takes off. I'm still going to keep this brand. So, but right now I'm going with the flow. I'm working on my second collection right now. I'm getting all the clothes produced. I should be dropping the collection probably by the second week of June.
Oh, damn. That's pretty soon.
Yeah.
But that's a really good hustle. And I like how you went along with it. Like, went about it. You DM'd like a bunch of fashion influencers and designers and you wanted to like work with them, right?
Yeah. So before I even decided to do the clothing brand, like before I even started YouTube, I was still in school. It was like the beginning of COVID, like when first COVID started. And I said like, damn, I want more experience in designing. And I just feel like school is teaching me some, but it's not teaching me everything. So I was like, you know, I follow Gary Vee.
That's
my guy. And he always says, like, dude, if you really want to learn, you should just DM a bunch of people and just ask them for, like, let me work for you. So I DM'd about 25 designers. I was going to DM more. And I just said, hey, like, I'm a designer. I'm learning. Like, I want to work for you. You don't have to pay me. I just want the experience. Like, I'll just do whatever you want me to do, you know? And out of all those designers, only one responded. A girl named Chelsea in Paris. And she's like, yeah, you can work for me. So we would always have Zoom calls and I would like create, you know, like computer clothing and garments and CADs and everything for her. For like, I helped her make her collections and stuff. Her make collections for other clothing brands. Like I would have to contact manufacturers and email them from like Brazil and Pakistan and Paris and Brazil, like everywhere. So that, and then let her know, like, oh, these are their prices. These are what they want. And then she would go from there. Like, so I helped her. Like, from her, I learned, like, okay, like, these are the tiny things that you need to know
when you
run a fashion brand.
Dude, like, I really underestimated the power of, like, emailing people. Because they fucking reply, bro.
No, they reply.
It's weird. I'm not going to, like, spoil anything. But, like, I've been DMing, like, a bunch of influencers to get on my podcast. And, like, a few of them have replied. And, like, we're actually working shit out. And it's crazy. Like, remember, I got that TikTok guy. Literally, yeah. I just DM'd him, and I contacted his manager with an email. And honestly, I didn't expect any reply back. But they're, like, all pretty interested, and they check that shit pretty frequently, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, like, I even tried telling people, and I said, bro, like, if you really want to learn, or you want to do even a business or anything, like, dude, you got Instagram DMs. Everyone looks on DMs. You cannot say they don't. And you won't, like, before, back in the day, you would have to send an email or a letter and then hope to God that they would respond. But now it's, you could send a bunch of DMs to millions of people. Like, you have a way to contact someone that's a 5,000 miles away within 2 seconds.
Oh, God. Right. It's so crazy. And, like, I don't know if you use Clubhouse or not, but I use that shit sometimes, and it's actually so weird.
I heard about it. I was thinking about jumping on it, but I don't know.
I'll send you an invite right now. But it's so weird because, like, you could find any niche. And, oh, whoa, I just – it's not the right pronunciation. Niche. I just say niche because it's habit. But, like, Clubhouse is so insane. Like, I don't want to, like, promo it or whatever, but – like, I got to, like, speak with random – I got to speak with, like, a former VP of, like, Facebook and shit, which I was like, how the fuck were him and I ever going to cross paths, like, unless it was this app. So, here, let me send you an invite. It's really good. I'm sure you can find, like, a bunch of fashion shit on here. It's, like, it's insane. Like, when you download it, I'll teach you how to use it.
For sure.
It's crazy.
Even right now, like, as if trying to – me as a slowly growing, like, fashion influencer, I'm just – DMing a bunch of clothing brands. Like, I've only DM'd about 10 so far. It's difficult to find clothing brands that have less than 10,000 followers, honestly, or only like 20,000 followers or less, but because they don't come up on my search. So, but I'm just DMing them like, hey, I'm just a slowly growing influencer, you know, I would love to just model for your brand. So, like, for me, it's like not even about getting free clothes from them. It's just about I can, you know, model for them. It'll help them out. And then it also helps my page out. And then, you know, I'll grow as an influencer and just like people, like I'll be able to style more. So just those things.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome, bro. Like, I like how you're taking initiative, bro. Like, honestly, like just monetizing your own brand is like, it's such a good feeling, bro. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, something you came up with your own fruition, with your own passion and effort. And when you see it pay off, it's like the best feeling on earth, bro.
I know, exactly. And that's just like, My brand is slowly growing, you know, and for my first collection, I loved it. I made a lot of mistakes in the first collection from when it was contacting like manufacturers and all these other people. But then I learned from that collection, how to deal with my second collection.
For real.
And that made me happy because I was like, okay, I'm of course made like a couple mistakes in the second one, but not as like bad. Like, I didn't make the same mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now the mistakes, like, these are new ones, and I'll learn from those ones too, you know?
I mean, it's all about improving.
Exactly. Honestly. So that's how it is. I feel like no brand was perfect when it started.
Oh, God, bro. There's no way, man. But, like, I wanted to know, like, I've always been curious, like, what's the process of, like, making your own t-shirt? Like, how do you contact, like, because obviously volume is a big problem, right? So how do you get a bunch of, like, blank slates, per se, and get your, like, logo and your art printed on the shirt? Like, what's the process of that?
So really, I mean, first, of course, it starts with me making the design itself, and then on my computer, or drawing it, or Photoshop, Illustrator, whatever it is. And then if I had my own screen printer and all these embroidery machines, I would of course design it myself. My goal is to buy my own embroidery machine soon, but they're really, really expensive. But I live in the fashion district near in LA, like we live near it, so I always will go over there and talk to manufacturers like, hey, I know you, like they literally say on their signs like, we do embroidery or we do screen printing or direct to garment printing, and I'll just talk to them. I'll talk to a bunch of people, or I'll email a bunch of people or call them, or I'll even go on Yelp and see their pages, and I'll just message them like, hey, how much do you charge if I wanted to, you know, print my logo on these hoodies or on these beanies or embroider or something? They're like, oh, we do this much for this piece. If you bring in 50 beanies, it'll be this much because you're bringing in this much quantity. So, you know, the more quantity, the cheaper it's going to be usually, you know? So that's usually how it works. From there, it takes about like 1 or 2 weeks for them to produce it. And then I get it back. And then from there, I just start, you know, adding it to my website, trying to market it on Instagram, doing my photo shoots. And I try to use TikTok. I feel like a lot of people, even now...
Aren't you really popping on TikTok? You get, like, a lot of views.
I only have, like, 16K followers, which is really...
I know, like, I know that, but like I've seen your views before. You used to get like 200K, 100K.
There was one certain video that I had that hit like 700,000, and that was the one where like I gained like 10K followers on Instagram or on TikTok just from that one video, which was nuts. I was really having fun on TikTok when I first started back in like January 2020 when like no one knew what it was really. But and I had fun for like 6 months, but then I took a fat like 6 month break because I was used to make comedy TikToks and everyone would tell me like, do fashion TikToks. You're a fashion guy. Do fashion TikToks.
I think I was the one telling you to do comedy instead.
Yeah. And everyone, you hated my videos in the beginning. You're like, bro, this shit ain't funny at all.
Low key. But like, that's the thing. Like it started out like kind of cringe, but then it got better. And I was like, oh shit. There
yeah,
you go.
That's why I remember you one time telling me like, okay, this shit is funny as hell. I would see you comment like LMFAO and I would just laugh. Like,
they're
oh my
pretty
God.
Funny, bro. Like that was good shit. Like I liked it.
And I started making fashion TikToks because I honestly, I feel like I just let everyone get to my head. But when I make videos for fashion, I don't like making those type of videos like, oh, three ways to style a bandana doing these. Like, no, I like to make just aesthetic videos of me like walking in different clips of me like standing or sitting down in my outfit. So I'm showing off the fit. It's still a fashion video, but it's aesthetically pleasing. It's not like a tutorial type of video. And that's what I was doing in the beginning. And I really started to hate making videos because it just wasn't what I wanted to do. I feel like it was what people wanted me to do.
Damn.
And I took a fat like 5-6 month break from TikTok because of that. And I was just like, nah, like I don't like this. And then it was that 600,000 view video that I got on TikTok back like 3 months ago. That was like, I made that video because I was like, I want to make a TikTok. This is like the hardest fit I've ever worn. My cousin made me make that video and it blew the hell up in like within 2 days. And then from there I was like, I want to jump back on. You know, but I want to do what I want to do.
I think it's good for like brands and like people like you and me. It's because like when you post on there, it's going to reach people that you don't know. And like with Instagram, it's only going to reach like a few people
exactly
that you do know and like some random people on the explore page. But the thing with TikTok, it just goes to anywhere around the fucking world. And
that's
insane.
How it is. Even trying to like.
Their algorithm is really good.
The algorithm on Instagram is horrible.
Oh, God.
I hate it.
There's no way to grow on there.
Back in the day, used to be just likes. And if you someone likes you or someone comments on your thing, boom, you'll start blowing up. But now, like, people will post the algorithm on Instagram. Like, you'll see those algorithm posts where it says, if people save your posts or share your posts, that will do more than just liking or commenting. But it's like, dude, how often are people really going to share? How often are people really going to save? And you don't really reach anyone, especially the hashtags are so blown up now. Like, using hashtags are ass on Instagram. TikTok, even though it's so blown up now, like, dude, there's phases, like, every 3 months of when, like, 10 certain TikTokers will blow up. And then 3 months later, like, another 10 TikTokers will blow up. Like, you can blow up on TikTok. You just got to.
Like, I've seen like hilarious videos of like old people not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
And
on
they
that
blow
app.
Up.
And like they're just like looking at the phone, like not knowing, and it gets like 5 million likes.
Yeah, that's literally, I laugh so hard when I see those videos. Like a chubby white guy will just look at it and be like,
is this flexing.
On? Yeah, he'll say some stupid thing. And then I just look at the views and I'm like, God damn, 4 million views. I read the comments and everything. Everyone's just commenting, laughing. And I'm like, bro, what? How did this blow up?
Oh, God, bro. It's just a thing. Like, it just reaches everyone. So it's good for growth on brands and shit. So,
but then I also do see that on TikTok that sometimes, I wouldn't say it's racist, but I would say that
only
I feel like I do
people.
Notice that a lot of the videos that people do put a lot of work in are the ones that don't blow up. And sometimes the videos that really people don't do jack shit except like look at the camera and those ones blow up, you know?
Yeah.
I've noticed the pretty face people blow up easily.
Yeah. Good looking people like are just, I don't know. They always blow up. But I try not to like those. I just like funny people. So that's what my page is now. It's just funny shit.
A lot
that's
of my page like. Is like, yeah, comedy or fashion, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love comedy. So it's just my thing. So it's kind of weird how well they know you, like how like they sent like they show me a lot of like PlayStation related shit. How the fuck did they know I have a PlayStation?
You know your phone can hear everything you say.
Yeah, like why don't they show me Xbox shit? How do they know I have a PlayStation?
It's weird. I always get Bumble or Tinder.
Really?
Ads. I always get those ads.
I think it's because you just have those apps on your phone.
I
and
do
I
have
know,
those apps on my
so
phone,
they
yeah.
just know like you would want to see that shit. That's so crazy, bro. That's insane.
It's creepy. The video, bro, the videos you send me in messages, I'm like, what are these videos, bro? I want to ask, why the hell are you on brown TikTok so much, bro?
Bro, how do they know
you're on brown TikTok? I don't want to be on brown TikTok.
How do they know I'm on brown TikTok? That's the weirdest shit.
Every video you freaking send me is like a desi guy. I'm like, what the fuck? is this shit, dude?
Bro, like, I just remember I sent you a video. It was like 3 a.m. at night. I think it was like of Centeno, like fucking skateboarding, and I don't know why it was the funniest shit, bro.
I remember there was one video you sent me recently, and I laughed so hard from it. I don't remember which one it was, bro. It was just
I just love comedy shit, bro. It's the best. Yeah, like how the fuck do they know I'm brown and my friends are Asian because they have like Asian related shit? Like that's so weird because we've never mentioned that, but they know that. Wow. That's just odd to me. Like, how do they know, like, I have an iPhone? Oh, okay, well, that's dumb. How do they know, like, I live in L.A.? Because they give me a lot of L.A.-related content, and I have my location off, so it's so weird.
I get a lot of L.A. I get a lot of New York. I think I talk to everyone about how much I love New York, and compared to L.A., I fucking hate L.A. compared to New York. But so I always get New York TikToks.
That's so weird.
Always. Like, I love it though, but
I want to visit like New York again. I think I went there as a kid, so I don't remember shit. But like I gotta go there with like a fresh mind and everything.
I went there back in October, and I was like when I stepped
COVID.
Yeah. You remember when I went last year? Remember?
Do I?
I think yeah. I went in October last year because it was. It was a Sunny Budgies thing. Remember?
Oh, yeah. And they all went. I remember.
And we came back. We all came back. My brothers and I all got COVID. Coming back.
Are you going to their wedding?
Yeah. And you are too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to see each other. Sunny Budgie DM'd me actually yesterday. She's like, hey, I just want to make sure. Are you coming to the event? I was like, yeah. She's like, are you going to all of the events? And I think so. Yeah. I should be.
There's one on the 22nd or something. Are you going to that one?
This month?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're all going to be in Texas.
So oh, okay. For sure.
I think it starts in June, right? Isn't Fahad Bhai's wedding first?
I have no clue. I thought they were doing it all in one venue and one thing.
I don't know. I heard Fahad's at the first beginning of June and Sunny Budgie's like the end of June. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, shout out to them, bro.
But anyways, I remember going to New York and being there, like walking around Soho and all these areas. And the thing is, it's not like LA where you have to like go to certain areas to see the fashionable art.
It's everywhere.
Or, like, just everywhere in New York. And it's a true city. Like, L.A. city is nothing compared to New York. New York's is buildings every freaking where you go. So, being there, it felt like I belonged there. I'm not going to
cap. Damn.
Like, I was there, and I was just like, I wake up every day. I would walk around by myself, take the bikes. They don't have scooters out there. They only have bikes. So, I would, like, just go eat places. And I was like, dude, like, this is where I want to be. But so fuck expensive, but this is where I
live. Oh, God, yeah. It's just, like, if you can make it in L.A. or New York, like, have your own apartment, like, and, like...
I'm convinced that anyone who lives in New York is rich as shit.
Dang. I mean, obviously, you know...
I mean, bro, I was trying to move to New York. If I wasn't... My original plan was not L.A., it was to be in New York. But Ali and everyone was like, bro, just go to L.A., like, you're gonna spend too much in New York. And I had to think about it for a fat minute, and I started doing research. Dude, for a one-bedroom apartment in New York... It's $3,000.
Yeah,
three something. I'm like, that's way too much.
I know the number is three. Yeah. So like, why don't you do New Jersey and drive to New York?
It's just like, it's not gonna be the same vibe because you're not gonna like, how often are you gonna go to New York? You know, how often, like, you're gonna be spending most of the time in New Jersey, and then you're gonna wake up and you're gonna be around nothing. You're gonna be like, it's not gonna really be the same vibe. Yeah. New Jersey from New York is such a different vibe.
How far are they? Like a few hours, 2 hours?
No, it's literally. Right next door.
Oh, okay.
You just take the freeway off and boom, you're out there. You're there.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I was like, some comedians I know who moved to New York, they just moved to New Jersey and drive to New York because they can't afford that shit. There's no way.
New York's so expensive.
Right? Oh, God.
I did three for groceries, scooters, subway. I was like, bro, no, I can't spend. I'm going to be spending like $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and that's not even including me having fun.
You won't even be breaking even, huh? You'd be losing money?
I'd probably be losing money.
Dude, holy fuck,
I make, man, a couple K a month, so I'm like, that all that money is going towards my rent and bills.
Yeah, I make about a couple K a month as well, dude. That's so crazy we're making, like, money, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, literally, like, literally a year ago, I was broke, and now I'm up, bro.
Dog, a year ago, back in beginning of 2020, man, I was working at Steve Madden and Olive Garden.
Steve Madden. I was on Wall Street.
Yes, sir. I was working at Olive Garden, just making shitty hourly and tips, bro. Like, that's it. But I was never able to go out and spend. I had to think so much about when I drop money. But now it's like,
My homie's a waiter, and he pretends to be gay, and he gets way more money when he pretends to be gay than straight.
How the hell does that work?
Just works.
I low-key smart, though.
He just uses, like, a feminine voice and, like, dresses a little, you know, not straight. I don't know what the word to use is. But, yeah, he just did an experiment, and he's like, bro, I earn way more money when I act gay.
I just realized that every single server that was at Olive Garden with me, not one of them was gay.
Whoa.
I've never worked with a gay server.
They're not making any money then on tips.
Nah, dude. There were some people. I don't understand how, but, like, I would be lucky if I left with 60, 70. No, on average, I was leaving with, like, $60, $70 tips a day. Good. I think I've only hit over $100 in tips probably, like, 3 times. There were people that were leaving with, like, $150 in tips every single day, and on their good days, they would leave with, like, $200, like, $250. I'm like...
Girls or guys?
Guys.
Damn.
Some guys. And I'm like, bro, like, they would serve only, like, there was one guy, Martin. I remember one time he served only a table of two, a husband and wife. Their bill came out to, like, $30, and he got a $50 tip from them.
Wow.
That's over 100%.
Viber, dude.
Like,
that guy's sick.
Oh my god.
Where was this at? Orange County?
Olive Garden, yeah. Huntington Beach.
Okay, awesome. Damn. Because my homie, he worked at the Burbank Olive Garden. That's why. I don't know which people are more bougie. I would say Orange County because they get taxed less.
Olive Garden smacks, though, low key.
Really? I've only been there once in my life, bro.
Really? I had to, like, force myself to stop eating that. You feel so sleepy after eating their pasta, though. God, it's so heavy.
Dude, you know what food I'm addicted to right now? Huh. Donuts, bro.
Donuts, bro. I don't know. I can have donuts, but I can't have too much of it.
If you find a good mom and pop place that are, like, semi-healthy donuts that aren't just pure sugar, you're fucked, bro. You're going to get addicted.
I just bought ice cream recently, and I've low-key been eating that shit. I'm like, no, I need to stop. Ice cream is my, like, favorite dessert, so.
For real.
Cold Stone's birthday cake remix. Fucking smacks.
Bro, where'd you get these? These are comfortable, man.
Walmart.
This is Walmart?
What? No, sorry, Amazon. But Walmart has the same exact one, same company, same thing, everything.
What is it, Love Sack?
I don't know.
Love Sack's the only one I know.
But this is the four feet size. Dude, they go up to... 7 feet?
Yeah.
Which is freaking huge because you can fit like 2 people on a 7 feet one or 8 feet. This is 4.
Yeah, like, this is a vibe. Like, I might even fall asleep, bro. No,
I got the grass rug.
Oh, God, bro. This is like low key. Like, if we had a camera right now, this would be like a nice studio setup. Right? No cap.
This sofa is so soft, dog. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, God, dude. Holy shit.
I can't wait to deck out. Like, I'm slowly about to start, like, decking out the apartment with, like, paintings and stuff on the walls.
Yeah.
And once I do that, dude, this place is going to look amazing. This Pac-Man machine, though.
Yeah, you have a whole fucking arcade machine. That's so dope, bro.
I don't know how I got it for free, but I did.
I don't think you want to incriminate yourself on a podcast. No, I'm capping. He did not. He did not get it for free or steal it. You know,
I paid $300 for this.
Yeah, he bought it at, you know, the arcade store. Where the fuck do you get an arcade? I just said arcade store. That's such a big cap.
I think you can get this shit from Walmart, actually.
Walmart, yeah, but they'll rip you off, though.
Yeah, but it's like $800.
It's so sick, man. What the fuck? That's so goated, bro.
It has 7 different Pac-Man games.
I see that, bro.
I don't know. I didn't know there was more than one.
I mean, there's always, like,
I know there's Mrs. Pac-Man. But
Pac and Pal, Pac-Land.
Then there's Galaga.
Galaga.
It's just straight different from Pac. It's just
I know. Super Pac-Man. Pac-Man Plus. Pac-Man OG.
Pac-Land.
That's so sick, bro.
Pac-Mania.
You're goated for that, man. Yes, like, sir. This is the type of shit, like, if I would have brought that up with my family, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy?
It's so weird. I posted this on my Snapchat story, and some Arab girl responded. She's like, this is such an Arab thing to do. It's such a She's like, this is such a brown boy thing to do. And I was like, what brown person has a freaking arcade machine in their apartment?
I've literally never
heard
this.
And she's like,
shit,
I don't know. I just grew up with my parents always getting shit like this. I was like, I think that's just your family. That's not every brown kid.
Oh,
no,
God,
no.
Bro. This is something that's not even on the list, bro. Goddamn, I just recently started decking out my room because I was like, damn, my room's kind of boring, man. Let me, like, do some shit to it. And, like, one thing that's been on my wish list for such a long time, I want to print, like, my podcast art and, like, frame it. You get me?
That'd be down. You got to do that.
Yeah, I need to do it, but I don't know where to, like, even start. I feel like you would know.
If I come through, yeah. I know one day I want to tattoo my day's lion on my body somewhere. I would do that for sure one day.
For sure, dude.
Not yet, but soon.
You play Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I used to have it. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You want to come over to my place and play Mortal Kombat one day?
I'll smoke you in Mortal Kombat.
No, I feel like you fucking won't.
Actually, I probably won't. But that's
one thing. It's like I've been playing like on PS2.
So. Nah, bro. I remember the OG Mortal Kombat from PS. Yeah, PS2.
Yeah, ooh. I don't think you're coming close, man.
Those ones were like those ones were different from these ones. Like those ones, you could actually go run around and explore and. Those are sick as fuck.
Yeah, those couch co-op games when, like, dude, like, all those hours I spent with my cousins and friends, like, 1v1ing on Mortal Kombat, there's just no way you're beating me, bro.
What did I grow? I remember
just muscle memory.
I remember growing up with Matrix and stuff. Like, Matrix, dude, on PS2 was probably such an OG-ass game, dude.
I just remember GTA 3 and GTA San Andreas. That should probably had not been playing that shit as a 7-year-old.
But damn. Nah, I think we all did, though.
Yeah, we all fucking did.
I remember having to keep the volume low as hell. Because I couldn't have anyone hear like the cuss words and stuff.
Yeah.
Back when I'd play at the house, and then I would have to like always watch the TV because if I'm in the strip club or anything, I would have to like keep looking at my bedroom door, like hopefully my mom doesn't walk in.
Bro, you know, for GTA 5, like I literally every time I turn on the game, I have to turn off the TV because literally the first thing you see when you turn on the game is just titties on your face.
Yeah.
So I literally have to turn it off every time. And, who's like, the loading screens are always so sus. And, like, when the game's loading, when you're watching it alone, it's, like, sick. Like, cars and, like, yeah. LA skyline. But the second your mom walks in, it's just, like, titties everywhere. And I'm, like,
every time, bro. Like, why?
How is the timing so badly perfect like that? How? Like, it can't be possible. Like, it's just, like, Allah getting payback on me for some shit, bro.
And then, dude, I cannot wait. I cannot wait till GTA 6. That's just
dude, it's just on the next-gen consoles, it's just
going to
be
absolutely... GTA 6 is going to be insane, dude. Like,
insanity.
You know they put so much work in each game because the fact that there's only 5 GTA games, and GTA has been out since, like, the 80s or, like, early 90s. Like...
You sound really good, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, obviously, like... So, I mean, this podcast setup, we're using my equipment for the first time. And like, or not first time, you know, I'm just recently starting using all my equipment, and like, it's gonna pay off really quick, bro. The investment's gonna pay off really quick, which is insane. It's amazing, bro.
For real. And I'm looking at this little machine thing, I don't understand it at all, but it's perfectly fine because it's working.
It's absolutely working.
Sheesh.
Oh man, dude. I don't even know how I started this, man. One time in class, I was just like, damn, I should just start recording podcasts, bro.
And I know, it was so random. I remember you told me, like, oh, I started doing podcasts. In my head, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, people thought it was so random because, like, I don't know, like, because it's, like, right when I got into the comedy scene, and, like, literally everyone had a podcast, and I listened to it, and I was like, I could do better. And I did do better. Like, I got, like, thank you guys for, like, giving me 150 plus 5-star ratings.
How many years have you been doing podcasts now?
I have, like, not even, like, it's been, like, a year and a half, bro.
You've not. You've been doing for, like, I swear you started a podcast before 2019.
No. It's not possible. Because I started doing comedy in mid-2019.
Damn, okay.
And I didn't start my podcast till like October that year. So it's 19, 20, 21.
Okay. And I started my clothing brand.
It's about a year and a half.
Damn, I launched my clothing brand January of 2021.
Whew. Time fucking flies. It's kind of weird.
Time flies.
Yeah, man. It's really fast on how time goes, bro. And like I remember you were just that one random guy I met at the mosque, and now we're like homies, bro. That's so weird.
I made you run to go buy an apple. Well, not speak more about that, but you ran to buy an apple.
Oh yeah, let's not even talk about how we used that shit. We ate it, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Did not poke any holes into it for any other reason. I want to know who the fuck came up with that. Like, I remember you got to poke a hole right here and then here, and you got to cover it.
Who was like, I want to know who back like 30 years ago was like, yo, let's try this on a fucking apple. Like, how will this work? I remember when Abed did it on a fucking date, and I was like, the skill you have to do for how small that tiny thing is.
Dude, oh God, like makeshift bongs on an ass. That's when you know, like, when people are faded and lazy, they can come up with some nice shit, man. Man, you should fucking deck out my shoes, bro. You used to do Air Force Ones, right?
I still do them. It's on my website if anyone ever wants to order. I just don't get custom orders. I don't really promote it as much as I do before because I want to work on the clothing. But if ever someone, you know, orders custom shoes, I'll make them.
Yeah.
I have all the equipment.
I mean, I don't have any fucking ideas on what to do with this. I kind of hate blank Air Force Ones. That's why I, like, never really wore them.
I've never, to this day, bought white Air Force Ones because of the fact that everyone has them.
Yeah, it's fucking boring. Yeah, like, I bought them just for the reason that I was going to, like fuck around with it and just, like, make it, like, look crazy.
They're still awesome. Clean, though.
Huh?
They're clean, though.
I don't know how.
Like, they're not creased, either.
It's fucking weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I buy crease protectors for all my Jordans.
I don't even have crease. I don't know. I mean, this is crazy. Now that we've said it, the second I step out of your apartment, I'm going to step in mud and, like, a truck's going to run over it and it's going to crease the shit out of it. So, now that you've said it, it's over. Yeah. But holy fuck, man. How's your Eid, bro?
Well, like my mom said, I didn't
despite
go.
Despite your family. I mean, you didn't link up with friends?
I mean, I didn't go to Eid prayer.
Oh, not even prayer? Oh,
I didn't
shit.
Go to prayer, bro. No one tried to get me up.
Wow. Yeah, you had to wake up early.
I mean, I didn't give a shit. I was like, all right, fuck that. I don't care. I didn't go to prayer. And then I literally just left the house and spent the day like a regular day. I think that's how we always do it.
Yeah.
No one ever celebrates Eid like a party.
Yeah, low-key, no one does. They do it like a week after.
I know. It pisses me off so much. I'm like, yeah. Why? This is the biggest holiday, and we treat it like a normal day.
I feel like the second Eid is like way more hype than this one in my eyes.
Dude, the bucket of Eid, how badly I want to fucking get a goat.
And kill it, bro. God damn it. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I got attached to my goat, and I fucking ate him, bro. That shit sucked, man. My parents didn't even tell me that was him, dude.
He said, I got attached and I fucking ate him.
I mean, that's, I thought like they just got it just because like it's like the homie or something, but damn. Fuck. I still remember him, bro.
I remember being in Pakistan and my uncle literally slaughtered a goat right in front of my eyes. And I'm freaking like 14 years old just looking at it like, okay. Like, that just happened.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, we do not kill animals, okay? It's part of our religion. So, fuck y'all.
Oh, God, bro. Halal way.
The halal way.
Halal.
Even though no meat in my freaking fridge is halal.
Goddamn. You have to get your own groceries and your own food. Do you eat out a lot, or are you actually, like, cooking shit?
I actually cook. I honestly try not to spend too much unless I'm, like, going out with friends. I just cooked a whole cheese omelet with salsa and everything earlier. And like I got fruits and stuff, so I be making smoothies every single day.
That's fucking hot, dude.
I gotta stay healthy. Now I'm able to eat healthy.
Oh God,
not be eating that salad every single day.
Bro, like one gripe I have about like desi food is that it is so oily, and then like the uncles are always like, "I have diabetes." I'm like, "Oh well, yeah, I wonder
explains.
Why."
Yeah, that explains. And then my mom, thankfully, we all grew up not liking oil, so my mom's food is actually not on the oily side. She tries to keep it less oily, but everyone else's desi food I eat is so oily.
Oh, gosh.
It's like
gone. Buddy.
I want to sleep after every time, bro. And you know what I hate is that how every desi wedding, well, how come every single time, every wedding, it's always biryani, nahari, and chicken salad and kebab.
Because they're the go tos, bro.
I know, man, but like, I wish people would be different. Like my brother's wedding, bro.
I always look out for like chicken tandoori, bro.
Dude, my brother's wedding, we had chicken tikka sliders.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
Right? And we had like Italian food.
Oh, that's sick.
Like at my wedding, I don't want desi food at all.
Bro, like I hate like when we go to like a different city or a different state and like my parents are like, we should get some food and all they get is desi food. Like, bro, try out other shit, dude.
That's how it was when we were in New York. All my family got was like halal guys and desi food. What? And then when we were in Chicago, I forgot what it's called, but there's an area in Chicago where it's literally like the brown area. Like that whole like portion of this Chicago area is just brown people live there. Desi people live there. There's only Desi restaurants, like Arab restaurants, all that stuff. My parents would go there every single day and only eat there and only spend time there. Did not visit anywhere else in Chicago.
And you're like, damn.
And I was just like, just go to Pakistan then. Why the hell are you going here?
Honestly, man. I can understand like eating it once. Like,
eating every day, though.
Like, every day is way too much, bro. You got to try out the different cuisines, bro. Oh, God.
Asian food is the best damn food ever.
Oh, for real, bro. There's, like, no doubt about it, man. It's too good. The continent of Asia just has fire food, bro.
I want pho.
Pho, yeah.
You said pho? Don't tell me you said pho.
Pho.
It's pho.
P-H-O. Pho.
Fuck.
Pho.
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 Felicious. Damn. Felicious. That means dick, by the way.
There's
a... it does.
And what?
I think just is, like, in English.
Felicious.
Not that. I mean, without the ish.
Felish.
Yeah, let me search it up. I might be super wrong. Let me Google this. I wish I had my own Jamie producer to Google this for me. Let me Google this. That's interesting. Holy fuck, man. Life is crazy, bro. Yeah, look. Read it. Read the definition.
Folic. Resembling a phallus and erect penis. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Folic. My friend's name is Shalik, so anytime a girl, like, fucks up his name, he's like, I feel like a way you can remember my name is, like, Shalik my dick.
Shalik my dick.
He always says that. He's like, you Shalik my dick.
Shalik my dick. What a guy, man.
We got. And then they lick his dick after. I'm like, damn, this guy actually did it.
Damn, bro. That's crazy. We on some shit, bro.
For real.
I even want to print my logo on, like, a hoodie or, like, some shirts or something just for myself, low-key.
Merchandise.
Yeah, sell merchandise.
Merch. Sell merch.
I got it. Look, we got to low-key talk about that and get started, bro. That'd be sick. On God.
And right now I'm producing my bucket hats and hoodies and denim jackets for the second collection. And then I'm currently, not to spoil anything, but I'm currently working on the third collection, which I have some sick ass ideas coming up because I plan to drop like every month and a half.
That's sick.
Yeah, often.
That's honestly sick, bro. You use the like Shopify.
Yeah, website. I use the Shopify website. But I like, there were things on the website that didn't come by default, so I had to like look
copy ups. Embedded.
Yeah, stuff. I had code a little bit to figure out how to set it up and stuff. So
yeah, it's crazy how like coding. Doing shit on your own, just you have to do so much random shit that you wouldn't have thought of.
And it's so weird, bro. I like will set up a tiny like input image here, but the amount of coding you have to do just for that tiny ass button, I'm like, you're freaking insane. I don't get how people can code as a job. I would kill myself.
It's interesting, man. It's definitely interesting, but like, holy shit. What the fuck?
What's up?
No, I'm just saying, like.
Oh, damn. 45 minutes in. Whew.
That's after the cut. There's more.
Oh.
I think your mom called.
Yeah.
So I had to cut it off. I had to start again.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So it's like an hour, bro. I didn't want to stay up too late because I still have homework to do.
Yes, sir.
But I was wondering, do you want to go? Go to some comedy skits and sketches, some mics, some comedy.
What time are you trying to go?
Like, damn, I don't know.
Well, my family is texting in the WhatsApp chat because every brown family's got to have a WhatsApp.
Oh, God, bro.
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to go. Well, my some of my brothers are coming at 5:36. My other brother's coming at 7 to 7:30 latest.
Hey, your apartment right now?
What?
Or are they going to Westwood?
So, my brother who owns the apartment in Westwood, he just texted. He's like, please try to make it at 6. So, I think everyone's going to probably come around 6:30.
Yeah, we got time.
I could probably dip out by like 7:30 or 8.
I'm not going to cap. We got time.
Okay. So, I'm saying, are you trying to go to the comedy skit after or are you trying to go now?
We could go now.
You want to go in the morning or you just want to try to go in the morning? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I thought you were trying to go at night.
No. Do you also want to grab food?
I am very hungry, yes.
Yeah, I am also very hungry. So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast with me and Hamza. I'll tag all his shit down below, like his clothing page, his personal Instagram. And, you know, you guys should check out the website. He makes really good clothes. And anything else you want to say, Hamza? Closing statements?
Sheesh. No, okay. So, I loved being on this podcast. Thank you for letting me be on it.
Yes, sir,
I
think, of course.
This is my second time doing a podcast with you. And I hope to do more because
this time I'm not going to lose my SD card. And
please don't. We're not. That was a crazy story. But again, yes, I love being on here. Thank you, Armand.
Thank you, man. Thank you for inviting me to your humble home. It's a nice place, bro. Yes. Very proud of you. And obviously, what the fuck? Ellie texted me. What the hell?
He did too. He texted me too.
Okay. Awesome. So I hope you guys have a great day. Peace out.
For sure. Lights.
Thank God we're alive. Allahu Akbar, homie.
Yeah.